Thought today, big red zone emphasis. And so from 7-on-7 in the red zone, the team portion of the red zone, and we also put that as part of the walkthrough. So it's a featured part of that. We spent a lot of time in the walkthrough, routes in the red zone, different coverages we're going to play, different routes we're going to run, and just getting that timing down. You saw it between Matt and Hu on a couple times. Just in terms of that comfort, that look, here's the check. So those are really the things that we wanted to emphasize. We spent a lot of time this week in the run game, you know, in terms of getting better, and I thought in the last two practices we've gotten better. And so that was a big step forward. That's absolutely what we're trying to do here at practice. Every time we're coming out, just trying to improve.
How have you addressed, you know, that, you know, you all got to get down to 75 after this game with the guys yet?
No, that's something that we'll wait till later. I know it's part of it as we go through it, but the guys know, and that'll be something for Thomas and I to address with the team as it goes forward. But we really want just the focus to be about the game. I know there's guys that are on that, but I think sometimes when you can start thinking about the cuts and think about, man, we're starting to worry about the wrong stuff. Uh-huh. Like, man, let's see how good we can play, how fast we can play, and not put the external pressure of like, hey, it might be it, you know, like, heck with all that. Let's see how well we can play and then play it, you know, like that's out of their control. So I don't really want to bring it up for them.
You just talked about the run game emphasis.
Yep.
So have you made a decision now that you've been through a week with Devontae and Tevin? Do you want to give them a couple reps in the game, or do you want
to? I'd like to as we're getting through it. So at this point, it looks like Tevin's a little closer than Devontae just from the week of practice. And so I'm certainly hoping that would be great for him. He's had a really good week, especially Tev has. So I'm anxious for him to get in, and I know he's anxious
too.
Yeah, we're hoping so, unless there's some type of setback over the next couple of days. But I'm anticipating him being ready to rock.
Devontae's still a question mark on Devontae. I'm sorry, is that? A little bit of question mark on Devontae getting
still ready. Is, yeah. We're into the practice now, and we're getting close, but I'm not sure if we're ready. So that's where it's just, you know, kind of coming to point. We're going to go through the walk tomorrow and go through it again. But for him, he's awfully close.
Who are you ruling out for the game? William Moore,
Anton? William will be out. Anton will be out. Pete Kahns will be out. And Roddy White will be out. And Trufant practiced this week, but he'll likely be out as well.
Okay.
And the rookie Ukone, the Derek 49.
Yes, we haven't ruled him out yet, but I would say it's less likely. I'd say he'd put it in the doubtful neighborhood now. Okay. He's working looks like he has all camp and off season, like putting. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm injured with a toe. I'm putting all my stuff into that too. So he hasn't been ruled out yet.
Have there been any changes on the line?
We're still part of the competition. Yes,
okay.
And I think that's what this time of year is for. Get through the process. We're still looking at center. We're still looking at left guard. You know, we're still looking outside at corner. We're still looking at halfback. You know, there's lots of spots as we're going through the process that we're going through. I like the way the guys are going for it in terms of the attitude and the approach and the support they have for one another. But as far as the evaluations are going, yeah, we're still right in it.
So people are be too early to write Asamoah's old bit. He's still in the competition.
Yes, he is, yeah. Okay. And it's just the toughness, the finish, and he is a really good pass protector. So it's like, you know, when we're trying to find, like, all the unique stuff that a guy has, I mean, think about how stout and strong John is inside as a pass protector. Like, he's got a lot there. So, yeah, it's still wide open in some spots in terms of the competition, and certainly guys we're counting on.
What have you seen out of with Roddy out this week? I know you talked on Sunday to us about giving some other guys a shot, and that's a really deep position.
It certainly is.
Some hard decisions there, aren't you?
Yeah, and it has been. Some of the guys that have really stood out, Nick Williams, I thought, has just really been on it in camp. I've seen the improvement from Hardy. I thought Hankerson is just, you know, he's having a good camp like he just had it, you know, through the off season. So he was one that jumped through to me. And then Devin had a foot that bothered him for a little while. And it's great to see him back and going again, too. So soon we'll have everybody back together, but not yet.
Do you notice, guys, when somebody's out like Roddy, that they, I don't know, do they try to step up? I mean, I'm sure Nick and Justin, those guys.
Not necessarily.
Anyway,
yeah, I think, really we try to stay away from that because, all we're trying to do is be at our best. Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to avoid, he's out. I'm really going to step my game up. Just like, hey, this is a really big game this week. We're playing so-and-so. So we just want to be at our best every time we're coming to play, whether I'm up, not up, you know, whoever we're playing. And that mindset's strong.
But that's going to be a tough, when y'all finally get down to cutting the roster down, I would assume.
Yeah,
Tommy started having some nightmares. There's some guys that might not make it that we would like to have on the roster.
Honestly, it's one of the challenging parts of coaching the NFL. But at the same time, I love seeing guys going for it. Mm-hmm. And it happens all over the league. Some positions just on some teams each year are deeper, and that happens to be one for us. Mm-hmm. And couldn't be more excited about where they're at, their mindset, their attitude to play ball.
Those interior guys have a big matchup. I'm assuming Sue's going to be playing. Is that something that's going to help y'all decide that area up there?
I don't necessarily think so, D-Led, in terms of, you know, a deciding factor. Certainly, you know, a guy we think, you know, tons of in terms of ability and toughness and finish. But really, it still comes down to us and our technique and how we play. But yeah, a lot of regard for him.
What specifically do you want to see from TJ, and what specifically do you want to see from Sean in this game?
I'd say from TJ, we'd like to see the accuracy improve in the decision-making. So that would be the specific for him. And then for Sean, I'd say just more time in the offense, more urgency at the line of scrimmage. Those would probably be specifically the two things from those guys.
Have you thought about how many quarterbacks you want to keep, or is that just, again, it comes down to when you try to piece the roster together?
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to that as he goes. And, you know, the battle for the backup spot is still right there in it. And I love the competition and love the support they're giving to one another. So that'll be something for Thomas and I to discuss as we get closer to it. Is it two? Is it three? And how do we move forward through it? So, yeah, it's. I think each year that could change, you know, depending on who the players are and how we're developing them and going from there.